This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. The line to enter Barcelona's most famous cathedral often stretches around the block. La Sagrada Familia, designed by Antoni Gaudí, draws so many people to see it that the neighborhood is congested with tour buses and taxis and scooters.
If you travel around Spain, you'll see a lot of old Gothic churches.
Producer Katie Mingle.
But this one is different. It isn't actually old.
Gaudí wasn't able to build very much of it before he died in 1926. Most of the church has been built in the last 40 years, and it still isn't finished. Antoni Gaudí grew up in a little town called Reus, which, like Barcelona, was part of a region of Spain called Catalonia. And although he's become one of Spain's most famous architects, Gaudí would never have identified as Spanish. He was Catalonian, through and through.
Catalonia, it has a separate language, Catalan. It has always felt very separate.
That's Gijs van Hensbergen.
I'm the biographer of Antoni Gaudí.
Van Hensbergen says that as a child growing up in Catalonia, Gaudí spent a lot of time outside and was completely enthralled with the natural world around him.
It became a total obsession.
He seemed to absorb essential lessons from the patterns and shapes he saw in nature.
Just looking at the way the insects were walking and flowers grew, the way that a tree grows and where it throws out branches.
And for Gaudí, a deeply religious Catholic, God was the master architect of these flawless organic structures.
Eventually, Gaudí left his small town in the countryside and moved to Barcelona for university and then architecture school. When he graduated in 1878, the director of the school said, "We are here today either in the presence of a genius or a madman."
Gaudí began his career at a difficult moment in Barcelona. The Industrial Revolution had brought thousands of workers from the countryside into the city for factory jobs. They were toiling in terrible conditions, packed into filthy tenements, drinking dirty water. Diseases like yellow fever and cholera were rampant.
Amidst all the earthly misery of the Industrial Revolution, a rich Catholic bookseller named Josep Bocabella decided he would build a church in Barcelona. The church would inspire the city's sinful common folk to live a religious life. It would be dedicated to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, the Sacred Family, La Sagrada Familia.
The greatest job in Spain at that time was given to this almost completely unknown 29-year-old who'd done very little work.
The basic floor plan for La Sagrada Familia had already been laid out by the former architect, and Gaudí would stick with it. The church would be built in the neo-Gothic style, which was popular at the time in Europe. But Gaudí also wanted the church to be something completely unique, inspired by nature and by God.
What Gaudí wanted was a building which would actually have the kind of harmonies of the celestial spheres, the idea of that everything has a harmony in nature, and that if you got that right in your building, the building itself would spiritualize you.
In 1883, when Gaudí started work on La Sagrada Familia, his first matter of business was to finish the crypt, which had been started by the previous architect. After the crypt was finished, Gaudí began to build the first big wall of the building, the Nativity facade. He would work on it for the rest of his life, but it was important to him that this facade get done first, because
it would be the Bible written in stone, which people, if they couldn't even read or write, they could look at the building and be taught about the values of the Catholic faith.
Antoni Gaudí was slowly building a Catholic church. But not everyone was convinced that Catholicism had anything of value to offer the average working citizen. Leftists saw the church as getting rich from the tithes of the poor.
Conflict between leftists and the state and leftists and the church were a constant.
For the last decade of the 19th century, there's probably on average something like 2 bombs every week in the center of the city.
On June 7th of 1926, Gaudí is leaving work. And as he crosses the railroad tracks,
he forgets to look and the tram runs him over.
Antoni Gaudí was left nearly dead on the railroad tracks. When his body was found, he was taken to the hospital where he died 3 days later. When Gaudí died, he left behind a largely unfinished church. What stood was a massive wall, the Nativity facade, one tower, and the crypt. his colleagues and apprentices would have a lot to do to bring his full vision into being.
But Gaudí had anticipated that other architects would finish his work, and he left behind detailed drawings and models outlining exactly how he wanted his magnum opus to be built. And then in 1936...
The youth of Spain from the north, east, south, and west go forth to spill the life's blood of their brother Spaniards.
The Spanish Civil War began.
The decades-old conflict between leftists and the state had finally come to a head.
On the 18th of July, 2 days after the start of the Spanish Civil War, a group of young anarchists break into the studios of Gaudí.
And smash everything with hammers.
All the models, everything is smashed up into tiny little bits.
When they're done smashing, they light the place ablaze. Everything burns, including the architectural drawings.
Catholicism was under attack during the war, and by the end of it, 40 churches in Barcelona had been destroyed, and 12 people associated with the Sagrada Familia project, including some of its managing patrons and clergy, had been killed. When it was all over, a few workers returned to Gaudí's studio to salvage what they could.
They very carefully picked up in boxes little sections and fragments of the models, and like archaeologists do today, they started piecing them together.
For the next couple of decades, the remaining architects and other workers tried to figure out how to move forward on the construction without Gaudí's plans.
They would try to honor Gaudí's original vision as faithfully as possible, but it wouldn't be easy. The models and drawings had been the roadmap for how to move forward on the construction, and they were burned and smashed to pieces.
The church only holds one mass a month right now, and it can be hard as throngs of tourists bump into you with their selfie sticks to feel connected to the building as a place of worship. To me, and I'm not a religious person, La Sagrada Familia is not so much a testament to God as it is to humans and what they can create. But Gaudí would dispute that assessment. He once said, "The creation continues incessantly through the media of man, but man does not create. He discovers."
99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.